Hello, this is Yaakov Lerfield of the Young Israel of Staten Island. We will be discussing the Kina Miyitain Roshi Mayim. In your art school version, it is Kina Chav Hei 25. In other versions, it is Kina Chav Zayin 27. As a preface, I'd like to ask a simple question. All kinos that we recite on Tisha B'Av, of course, deal with the Chorban HaBayis, the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. This kina has nothing to do with the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. In fact, it doesn't even take place in Israel. It discusses the Crusades, the murder of Jews in Germany and France. Also, the Chorban HaBayis took place 1,100 years before the Crusades took place. So why is this kina mentioned with the kinos of Tisha B'Av? As an answer, I'd like to describe a wonderful vort from the Meshech Chachma, the Gaon Rav Meir Simcha HaKohen from Dvinsk, in his parish on the Chumash and Parshas Bechukosai, when he describes the Tochacha, where the Torah foretells of the punishing of Klal Yisrael when they become non-observant and they stray away from the Torah and the mitzvahs, the Meshech Chachma says as follows, Nisbonein Tzas Bedarchei HaShgacha. Let's try to figure out the ways of God. Mayucha Lahavin, that which we are able to understand. Kikasher Gazra HaChachma HaLyon Asher Yisrael Yisnodadu Ba'artzo Shonim Rabim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to put us in foreign lands for many, many years. Adzman Asher Chokaka HaMatara HaLukis, as long as God has decreed, we are to be in Golos. Chashva Ofanim V'tachpulos Asher Yisrael Yiskaimu L'goy V'lo Yisbolalu Ba'amim. Kadosh Baruch Hu had to figure out. He had to somehow put a device into place which is going to prevent us from assimilating and becoming like our host nation. He writes and continues and says, the first person that had to think about this was Yaakov Avinu. And what did Yaakov do? He was afraid. He went down with his 70 members of his family. He was afraid that they're going to be assimilated. They're going to become negligible amongst the millions of Egyptians that they were living amongst. And what did he do? The Meshech Chochma writes and says, Chashav Tachpula, he came up with an idea. Shabanav Yu Mitsuyonim Sham, he wanted Bnei Israel to be different, set apart. And what did they do? Bibigdehem, Bishmosehem, Bilishonam, the way they dressed, in their names, the way they spoke, we became an independent, separate entity. He writes and continues the Meshech Chachma that Yaakov Avinu also was afraid that if he would be buried in Mitzrayim, Halo hayu mizyashi me'eretz Canaan. His children would forget. They would forgive. They wouldn't even imagine they're going to make it one day to Eretz Yisrael. V'hayu mishtakim b'mitzrayim, and they're going to become permanent residents of Mitzrayim. So what did Yaakov do? The Meshech Chachma explains and says, Yaakov commanded his children, I want to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. Uvazen, by doing that, nikva b'nefesh banav kishur tivi, he gave his children, he gave Bnei Israel a natural, innate desire to yearn somehow to leave Mitzrayim and go to Eretz Yisrael. He writes and continues, V'lachein v'yakutsu mipnei Bnei Yisrael, the Egyptians saw us as a thorn. Why do they somehow perceive us that we were a pain? Because we are different. We don't take on all the characteristics of our host nation. We live differently, we dress differently, we speak differently, and therefore we are perceived as a threat sometimes as we are different people. The Meshech Chachma then writes and says, Hine derech ha-hashgacha, ki yanuchu meshech shonim karov lemeya o masayim. We're going to live in a nation for 100 years, for 200, for 500 years. And after that amount of time, yakum ruach sa'ara, a powerful wind is going to come. It's going to destroy without mercy. It's going to pick us up and put us into another foreign land. And we're going to live there. We're going to become a nation there. We're going to start learning Torah there until one day, even in that new land, we're going to forget that it's a new country. We're going to begin to think that we belong in this new foreign idea of this new place we're living. And because of that, the Meshech Chachma writes and says, Shom yavo ruach sa'ara od yoter chazak. A more powerful wind is going to come. Yafker also b'kol soin barash, and it's going to be yelling at us. Yehudi ata, you're Jewish. Umi samchlish, what makes us different? And again, Lech Lecha El Eretz Asher Lo Yadata, and he's going to pick us up again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and put us into a new nation. This is the lot of the Jew in Golus. It is the method to remind us that we don't belong in any nation except in Eretz Yisrael. This Kina is written to describe the terrible destruction that occurred to us during the Crusades. We will be using the Meshech Chachma to explain exactly what this has relevance to Tisha B'Av. In the year 1095 in France, the Pope called upon his faithful flock to march to the Holy Land and liberate it from the Muslims. The sign of the Christian is the cross, the crucifix, which they wore on their garments to portray their noble and holy intentions, and I say that sarcastically, and hence they were called the Crusades from the word the cross. They couldn't wait until they came to Eretz Yisrael, but rather they began to kill all the Jews in their path. After all, they proclaimed, the Jews killed their Lord. They began to wreak havoc on all the Jews as they marched towards Israel. Miyitein roshimayim. The Kina writes and says, who would have my head filled with water? Would my head be filled with water? Ve'eni mekor nozlai, and my eyes were a fountain for all the tears that were flowing. Ve'evcha kol yumosai ve'leilai, that I should cry all the days and the nights. Eschalalei tapai ve'olalai v'yishishei kalai. For all the young, for all the children, for all the infants, for all the elderly, all those Jews that were massacred. All the Jews that were massacred. Three large, prominent Jewish cities are mentioned specifically in this Kina: Speyer, Worms, and Mainz. Noble cities that had Jewish populations for 1,000 years. To remember and set a memorial for all the Jews murdered during the Crusades, a special tefillah was written. Every Shabbos after laning, we recite the Av HaRachamim. We say in Shul, when we Av HaRachamim, Shochin Meromim, may our Father of Compassion who dwells on high, Yivkod Barachamim HaChasidim V'HaYisharim V'HaTmimim, he should recall with compassion the devout, the upright, all the tzaddikim, the perfect ones. This was written as a memorial, as a tribute to all the Jews that were murdered, Al Kiddush Hashem, during the Crusades. On a Shabbos where there is an added simcha, for example, Shabbos Mevorchim, or if a chasan is present, the Avarachamim, which is a solemn tefillah, is omitted. The exception is during Sfiras HaOmer. The reason is that during these months of Iyar and Sivan, the massacres that we are discussing took place. If you look at the Kina, it describes poetically and movingly the dates, the cities, and how many Jews were killed Al Kiddush Hashem. After the destruction of European Jewry, the Shoah, the question was raised, should we establish a day of mourning, of Avelis, for the 6 million Kedoshim, the 6 million Korbanos? The Briska Rav answered and said, there already is a day of mourning. It is Tisha B'Av. As we mentioned earlier from the Meshech Chachma, all of our suffering is due to our fate as the Jew in Golus, all because of the Chorban HaBayis. In fact, the Kina towards the end asked the question, and it says as follows, Kisreifas Beis Elokeinu Ha'ulam V'Habira, all the Jews that were killed Al Kiddush Hashem, it's equal to the destruction of the Chorban HaBayis. But we don't add new days of destruction. We don't add new days of mourning, except for the one day which we have, which is Tisha B'Av. This is because, as the Meshech Chachma described and explained to us, this is what happens to the Jew in Golus when we do not have our Beis Hamikdash. The Chorban HaBayis, the destruction of our Beis Hamikdash, is the cause of all of our tzoros in Golus. One day a year, on Tisha B'Av, it behooves us to realize we are in Golus. Yes, we have Eretz Yisrael, Medinas Yisrael, but the Geula is not complete. We are still at war. Soldiers are kidnapped. May Gilad ben Aviva and any other members of Tzahal come home healthy and soon. Qassam rockets are launched almost daily. We need to daven for Mashiach Tzidkenu. The Mashiach needs to come soon and rebuild our Beis Hamikdash. Today, Tisha B'Av, is the day, the one day a year, we impress upon ourselves how desperately we need the Geula. This Kina, as well as so many others, tell of the history, the persecutions, the pogroms, the massacres, the Holocaust, all because the Beis Hamikdash has not yet been rebuilt. May the Mashiach come soon. B'mehera bi'yameinu. Amen.